Blog Talk Radio.
To listen to on this fine day. Today, we're going to be talking about hauntings, spooky stories, we're going to be talking about fracking, true paranormal tales. If you're giving us a call this evening, or this morning, this afternoon, we will be asking you to share any paranormal or spooky stories that you may have. I'd like to give us a call. That number is Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. Let's just listen back to make sure we sound all right, apart from my stuttering. Yeah, we're sounding pretty good there, so please sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
Oh, no.
is Halloween. Everybody's green. Won't you please wait, please, for a very special guy? All of them just do king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king now.
Oh my goodness, that song is a trip. I want to say hi to Mitch in the chat room, my old friend Mitch.
Hello, Mitch.
So, I hope you're having a, you'll enjoy the show, Mitch. I really do. So today we're going to be talking about so many different things. You know, I really need to quit looking at Facebook right now because somebody just posted a picture of some guy carrying Skittles and a Snapple, wearing a hoodie with a big, gigantic blood stain on his stomach, pretending like he's the young man that was shot in Florida.
What?
And it's just, I mean, it's just not even funny. I just can't stand it. You know, I had to delete somebody that I had been real-life friends with off of Facebook for talking, saying the most racist things about Native Americans. I just can't believe it. I'm like, do you not even think about who you're, who sees your post? And then when I said something to him about it, he tried to get on the defensive. And I mean, but you know, it shouldn't really shock me because, you know, there's people that just don't give a crap about anything. You know, there's people that pretend like the Holocaust never happened. There's people that just say some of the most insane things.
Well, you know what? Just interject here.
Okay.
There's a Simpsons episode, which once I couldn't watch all the way through. I got about a quarter of the way through, and I was just like, I can't deal with this. Anyway, it was back on the other night. And it was about a Muslim child starting the school or something.
Right.
And I thought, I'm probably a bit just in a, you know, sensitive frame of mind at the time. Anyway, I started watching it. I don't think I got past the same bit. I was just, I can't, it wasn't even funny, you know, making jokes about things blowing up and, you know, bombs and just, it just wasn't funny. I didn't even know how the show got aired because it just seemed so racist. I can't remember what the show, the episode's called. Just can't get past it again.
Did people just, I'm telling you, people just really don't care. They don't care, and they're starting to care even less, if you can imagine that.
Amazon got complaints because they were selling zombie Jimmy Savile costumes. People do a...
You want to tell people who that is in case they don't know.
Jimmy Savile was, he did Jim Will Fix It. He was like a TV presenter, and he was quite famous for doing shows with kids and that. Anyway, it turned out that, you know, all these people stepped forward after he died, and probably beforehand as well, but it wasn't much notice taken.
Right.
That he'd sexually abused all these, you know, people when they were kids and things like that. And
it was guys and girls. What?
Yeah, he was into necrophilia. He used to go visit hospitals and that, you know. And he used to like being left alone in the morgue. Anyway, he died. I think it must be a couple of years now. Anyway, and so Amazon had to, you know, take the zombie Jimmy Savile uniforms, you know. Some of them, obviously, that just goes crosses the line for me, the same as the other one you mentioned, but some of them can be rather sick and twisted, which I don't really mind, you know. I quite like some of them, but some of them do go
above and beyond.
I think, you know, people are going to think it's just, whoa, crazy, and, you know, it's just, it's,
Yeah, it's just not. It's just too much. It's just way too much. Also, we see our callers. We have some callers in the queue, and when we are taking calls, we're going to be talking to the caller from 919 first. But we're going to talk about some of our topics first. And remember, if you're calling in, get ready to share.
Yeah, we'll be asking you whether you're wearing any underwear. Oh no, sorry, that was last week's question.
No, it wasn't. Well, no, it wasn't, Bill. People might get the wrong impression.
Well, if you want to tell us anyway, please give us a call on the Skype number, 347-215-8421. But we will be asking you to share any paranormal stories or any strange experiences happen to you. If you don't have any, then maybe you know a spooky story. If you don't know a spooky story, then you'll have to make one up. A freestyle spooky story.
One of the most terrifying things to me, personally.
You do that thing where you clap your hands when you talk with every word? You clap your hands?
One of the most terrifying things to me. Stop it, Bill. Other than you not being in my life and then having to wake up without you in it.
Are you after something?
What?
Continue.
Is an insane asylum, being locked in an insane asylum, a lunatic asylum.
Insane asylum within. An insane asylum. That is pretty scary. Being locked in it as well. Wow.
Unless you could be locked in with me, then. Anyway.
God, that will be a nightmare.
Till death do us part. Anyway. In between 1864 and 1889, there was, I have a list. It's the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. That's what they called it. And these are reasons that people were admitted. Intemperance and business trouble. So basically having problems in business, you get locked up. Kicked in the head by a horse. Hereditary predisposition to just being crazy. Being treated badly by your husband, imaginary female trouble.
Now, is that and then you got an imaginary girlfriend and you think she's giving you trouble, or is it females pretending they've got troubles and they haven't, or is it women pretending it's that time of the month and actually, what is it?
Well, imaginary female trouble. I mean, to me, it sounds like I have to be very careful when somebody calls me and they want to know if their boyfriend is cheating, because, because first off, you're either going to be dealing with a man that's going to be telling you, you're crazy, I'm not doing anything, or somebody who's just telling you that so you'll feel crazy. So that's what imaginary female trouble sounds like to me. But, I mean, it could be,
any of them.
Any of them, honestly, but hysteria, immoral life, if just being imprisoned, period, jealousy and religion, and they're listed as the same thing. Jealousy and religion are listed as the same thing. Laziness. You ready for the next one?
Sorry, one second. This seems to be sirens. Go on, sir.
Marriage of son. So if your son gets married, you can get locked up in the insane asylum.
But it's not you getting married to your son, no?
No, marriage of son. Like if your son gets married. Masturbation and syphilis. But they're listed on the same line.
Are they together?
They're listed together. So masturbating and syphilis. So maybe masturbation while you have syphilis. Because
you get locked away.
Because the next issue is masturbation for 30 years. So if you've been masturbating for 30 years.
Non-stop.
Medicine to prevent conception. Menstrual derangement. Mental excitement. So if you're excited about something. Novel reading. If you've been reading books, you can get locked away. Nymphomania. Opium habit. Overaction of the mind, overstudy of religion, overtaxing mental powers. My mental powers. Okay.
What years was this from?
I already said it.
I missed it.
1864 to 1889.
Which of I didn't live in those times. I'd be locked away for life.
You should be locked away as is. But anyway, parents who are cousins, periodical fits. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Tobacco and masturbation.
Well, you see. So you'd have to be ambidextrous for that, really, wouldn't you?
Maybe. Political excitement. Politics, period, okay? Religious enthusiasm, fever and loss of lawsuit. So if you've got a fever from the loss of a lawsuit, fits and desertion of husband. So if your husband leaves you and you can't get over it, that really is something that really can have people need to be locked up to this day. Asthma, are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Bad company.
Bad company?
Yes. What in the world is that?
There mustn't have been anybody left on the streets in the 1800s.
I know. Bad habits and political excitement. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
People just tune in. They're going to be wondering what the hell this is a list of.
We're reading off things that could have you committed to the insane asylum between 1864 and 1889. Bad whiskey. You can get locked up for bad whiskey.
You're crazy. You can't sell this.
Bloody flux.
Bloody flux?
Flux.
Bloody flux. I'm sure that's a band I used to listen to when I was younger.
Probably. Brain Fever was a band I was in when I was younger. Brain Fever. Business Nerves. I got the business nerves again. Carbonic. Sorry, I'm not trying to talk over you, but I just need to get it flowing. Carbonic acid gas. Congestion of the brain.
Bloody flux must be, you know.
You're still stuck on
coughing blood up, right?
Maybe. If you lost your sons in the war, you could get locked up.
It's reflux.
You ready for another one?
Yeah.
If you were decoyed into the army.
Somebody tricked you to going into the army?
Yes. And here's another of our favorite ones, deranged masturbation. So if you're masturbating like a crazy man, which has nothing to do with tobacco and masturbation, it has nothing to do with masturbation for 30 years.
Well, surely someone must have had to see you doing it, or you're going out and doing it in public or something, or you told somebody.
Maybe.
One of those. I mean, would you tell somebody?
I don't
know. That must have been deranged.
Well, I think they also said desertion by husband, but it's listed again. Dissolute habit, domestic affliction, domestic trouble, dropsy, egotism, which you have madly, epileptic fits, excessive sexual abuse, not just a little bit of sexual abuse, it has to be excessive. Excitement as officer.
So I'm really excited to be an officer.
Exposure and quackery.
Quackery.
Exposure in army. Fever and jealousy. Not just religion and jealousy, but fever and jealousy.
So if you've got jealousy, it's okay, but not if it's with religion. And if you've got a fever and you're religious, and you're jealous.
you're in trouble.
You are screwed.
Are you ready for another one?
Yeah.
Suppressed masturbation.
What is that? So basically, if you're masturbating or not, you're going to give me lots of away. Is that it?
Exactly. Fighting fire. I've been fighting the fire. Suppression of menses. So if you're keeping your menses down, if you've got your suppression of mints, whatever. The war. The war. Just the war.
The war.
Yeah. Time of life. So something tells me that time of life and suppression of mints perhaps could be close to the same thing.
Where did you get this list from? Can this all be backed up by?
Just leave me alone. Uterine. uterine derangement. I'm going to have some uterine derangement all over you.
I prefer that you wouldn't.
Venereal excesses. Vicious vices. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Women trouble.
It's not imaginary women trouble, no?
No, it's just women trouble.
So, right.
Shooting of daughter.
Oh, well, yeah. I agree with that one.
Superstition.
While jealous.
Exactly. Smallpox. Snuff eating for 2 years. Spinal irritation. Gathering in the head. I've got a gathering in the head. Greediness, grief, a gunshot wound. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Hard study. I've been hard studying. Rumor of husband murder. So if somebody heard that you killed your husband, then you could be locked up. The Salvation Army.
Well, yeah, well, I can, some of those people, you know. Yeah. It should be called the Salvation Army.
Scarlatina. I don't know what that is.
Who's she?
I don't know.
You
I don't know. Seduction and disappointment. So if someone is seduced and disappointed, you're going to get locked up.
Well, which one? The seducer or the seducee?
I think just seduction and disappointment's enough. Self-abuse.
Basically anything fun, you got locked away from you.
Right. Self-abuse also kind of sounds like masturbation and cutting. Sexual abuse and stimulants. So if you're doing cocaine and having and abusing someone sexually, you're going to get locked up. Sexual derangement. False confinement. You can get locked up for being falsely confined.
What?
Feebleness of
interest. Get locked away in insane asylum. Someone's locked me away, I'm not insane, right? Get them locked away even more. It's like getting arrested for resisting arrest.
I know. Feebleness of intellect, so you'd be locked right away. You fell from the horse in the war.
Specifically.
Yes.
The war.
Female disease. And the dissipation of the nerves. So these are a list of things. There's about 50, 60 things that we just read off, maybe 100, that could get you locked up during 1864 to 1889 into an insane asylum. And the thing is that if we get a list, which I'm going to do for next week, to compare, I bet a lot of the things might be the same. But they just may have terms for them now.
Like self-loving?
Self-loving.
Self-loving is not a crime. I saw that. A sticker on the back of somebody's car.
Well, that's not necessarily true. It is a crime.
Yeah. Well, next time I see it, I'll knock on the window and say, actually, it is.
Yes, it is. And when we come back, we've got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about today. We're going to talk about 16 conspiracy theories that actually are true. Hopefully we can get to the 5 spooky real-world hauntings. But we are also having a show on Halloween, but it's going to be, like, overnight. So it's going to be a breakfast show. So, if you're in the UK, it's going to be a breakfast show. It's going to be 7 o'clock in the morning.
We're going to be talking about fracking, which is important for me to cover that, actually.
So we do need to talk about that. So we may need to put off some of my awesomeness until the next show.
Let's see if we can cram it all in, you know. I mean, I'm sure we'll get through a lot of it. It depends on the callers. You know, if they drag it out, you know what they're like.
But, what I think we probably need to do is take a break, and we're going to take the caller from 919. Mary Lou is also on the line. And let's take a quick break, and let's listen to my song. Can we listen to my song?
Is it good?
A friend of mine.
Oh, that one. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, of course. It's a good song. Yeah.
I said you're being a turd. A friend of mine.
No, I didn't realize you.
I know. I know. A friend of mine that's in New York right now that I used to write music with a long time ago and have fun with got in touch with me last week because he had been clowning around with Britney Spears' new song, Work, Bitch, excuse my language. Bill doesn't let me cuss, but I cuss for a reason. But and it's called Work, Witch, and so he thought it'd be fun if I sang on it and said some things, and also we made a little video. So there's a link to the video on the banner page if you guys want to watch it. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to it, and I hope you guys really enjoy it. Remember, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. If anybody wants to call for a simple sample reading or just to share something scary or to talk about any of the things that we've been talking about so far, give us a call. The number is 347-215-8421, and we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along a journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
Go call the police.
Hi, we're back. Yay! I hope everybody enjoyed that. Happy Halloween!
It's viral.
It's going to have a virus, and it's going to have to be committed into the insane asylum. Right? No?
This is correct.
It rubs lotion on its skin, too.
Unless it gets the hose again.
Okay. Let's take the caller at 919. 919, happy Halloween. What are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm not dressing up for Halloween. I don't think I've dressed up for Halloween in like 30 years.
Well, then you don't get any candy.
I'm a special.
And I don't, because I don't have any children anymore who are trick-or-treating age. I don't get any candy anymore.
Oh, that's too bad. That makes me feel sad. She probably puts a sign outside of her house that says, "I ain't got no candy. Forget your candy. Go next door. She's got candy."
No, I'm not that bad.
You're not that
not
lady.
That bad.
Not that lady yet. My mother is that lady. My mother's that lady. She will cuss kids right out.
Yeah, I'd probably do the same.
Well, hi. Who's this? Who are we talking to today?
My name's Becca.
Becca, we've spoken before.
Yes, we have.
Yes, Becca. Well,
it's been a while, though.
Yeah, it's been a little while. It's been a while. Do you have any, like, scary stories or any like, paranormal or anything that you wanted to, give us little goblins today?
The most recent one was both of my kids, a few years back, they were seeing the shadow guy with the hat and all of that at the house, at their dad's house, not my house, at their dad's house, and it was progressively getting more frequent and aggressive, and eventually the last time, the one daughter woke up with a scratch, and then they both were together at this time, and the TV went off, and then water turned on. And I think something went on with the lights. I can't remember. But and so I was like, that's it, and talked to my ex and went over there and did a clearing. And then my mom also did. She went over there at one point and did some clearing work. And we haven't had a problem ever since. But, I mean, it went on for about, 8 months or so.
Wow.
But when I was there, and I'm pretty intuitive, I never felt any, I never got any weird feelings. And my ex-husband, he never experienced anything there. So it was just the kids, mm-hmm. but it was both of them. So at, different times throughout that
right.
time period.
Very scary stuff. It can be very intimidating. Very intimidating. Well, if you had the opportunity to ask, your guides one very simple question today, what would your question be?
Oh, wow. You put it that way. I guess my question would be how to proceed with what I'm doing for a living and money-wise.
How can we make that a little bit more simple? Like, hold on just a moment. Let me see if I can even, let me see if they can redefine your question for you. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Hold on just a moment. Okay. Let's see, what's that? Okay, Becca, I've got a question for you. Do you have a
okay.
partner?
A significant other?
Like a business partner.
No.
Okay. Do you have a brand by chance that you're using? The reason I'm asking you this is because there is a male figure that could represent a person. It can represent a product, a business. It just represents something that it looks like is putting a lot of pressure or burden on you. And it looks like if you can redefine this relationship, and I hope this doesn't sound too cryptic, it's just that, you know, the question you're asking is something that really needs more time than what we can give you.
Yeah.
It looks like this is something that should start, you should start seeing some progress between like January and December, December-January time, because this is also where we see money cards, but these money cards are kind of iffy money cards, but if I flip them in a different direction, they're good, but the thing is redefining that situation here is going to help change that. It's going to make that more, it's going to make what you're doing more powerful and more effective. So it's, and I know that this is, to me, this even feels very cryptic. It doesn't feel like it's a whole lot of information. But the thing is that you've got such positive potential here, but I'm going to tell you something good. In about 9 or 10 months is where it looks like everything starts flowing well anyway. But if you want to see some things happen faster, that's where, you know, this is that time period I gave you is where it looks like you need to make some changes. But if you just need to do something that is about experimenting, figuring out your own route, then that this may be something that has to happen. I think that's the best way I can put it. So, you know, sometimes we need to, have some, you know, just kind of get hit hard in the side so we can figure out how to adjust ourselves. You know what I mean? So, but like I said, this partnership or this whatever it is that is going on with what you're trying to do, it looks like it needs to get redefined or amped up or just something needs to change for you to see things positive sooner. But regardless, about 10 months from now is where things start to flow well anyway. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'm involved in a company that is just kind of there's crazy and there's not much going on or it's just not run properly and it's leading to a lot of stress and just worrying about, you know, like you said, something has to be done. I either have to leave or redefine it or I don't, something has to happen.
Right. Right. Now, weren't you seeing a guy named Todd or Mark or something?
Yeah, Todd.
Okay. How's that going?
Todd, he was starting to come back, like you had said, and I was not happy because he's been in a relationship, and I was not happy with how it was going. You know, I mean, he was still wanting me for, you know, I don't know. I felt like he was still trying to get his cake and eat it too, type of situation. So I let it be known what he was doing, and I don't know. We haven't talked in 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens with you guys over the next couple of weeks still, just like around up till around the week of the 11th. Okay?
Yep. Okay.
Yes, there's going to be some stuff that changes up for you. Okay, dear?
Yeah. I get that. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Halloween, even though you won't get some candy.
You know what? Maybe I'll put on some cat ears and paint my nose.
Okay.
Just so I won't be considered a party pooper.
you could smear some lipstick all over your lips, and you can just say that you're Courtney Love.
I'll do something. Thank you, y'all.
Okay, Becca. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. When we do take the next couple of callers, we're going to be talking with Mary Lou and also Jane Schnurr. But Bill has some things to talk about first. So, Bill, why don't you talk to us about your fracking self?
It's a fracking nightmare. Actually, you know, if we have time, I want to ask you a question.
You ask me questions constantly, every day.
No, be honest. How often do I ask you for a reading? Be honest with the readers.
With the listeners?
With the listeners, yeah.
You used to ask me questions every single day.
Yeah, but now.
And then you would get upset with me because I'd be like, I'm just tired. And I just want
exactly. I can't be bothered reading for you. I don't understand it. That's the thing, though. I mean, whenever you, it's interesting that a lot of the time, the cards, it didn't make any sense to you. I don't know whether that was because...
It's because I didn't want to talk to you about it. It's because I was being mean.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so... Hydraulic fracturing. You may have heard about this in your area, may have not. So what is it? Now bear with me if this pauses in between. I've got to scroll down because it's like a big, awesome story picture. So what is it? Hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, is the process of drilling and injecting fluid into the ground at a high pressure in order to fracture shale rocks to release natural gas inside. Each gas well requires an average of 400 tanker trucks to carry water and supplies to and from the site. It takes 1 to 8 million gallons of water to complete each fracturing job. On the fracturing site, the water brought in is mixed with sand and chemicals to create fracking fluid. Approximately 40,000 gallons of chemicals are used per fracturing. Up to 600 chemicals are used in the fracking fluid, including no carcinogens and toxins such as lead, uranium, mercury, ethylene glycol, radium, methanol, hydrochloric acid, and formaldehyde. Scrolling down. The math. 500,000 active gas wells in the U.S. times 8 million gallons of water per fracking times 18 times a well can be fracked. That's 72 trillion gallons of water and 360 billion gallons of chemicals needed to run our current gas wells. The mixture reaches the end of the well where the high pressure causes the nearby shale rock to crack, creating fissures where natural gas flows into the well. During this process, methane gas and toxic chemicals leach out from the system and contaminate nearby groundwater. Methane concentrations are 17 times higher in drinking water wells near fracturing sites than in normal wells. Contaminated well water is used for drinking water for nearby cities and towns. There have been over 1,000 documented cases of water contamination next to areas of gas drilling, as well as cases of sensory, respiratory, and neurological damage due to ingested contaminated water. Only 30 to 50% of the fracturing fluid is recovered. The rest of the toxic fluid is left in the ground and is non-biodegradable. The waste fluid is left in open air pits to evaporate, releasing harmful VOCs, which is volatile organic compounds, into the atmosphere, creating contaminated air, acid rain, and ground-level ozone. In the end, hydraulic fracking produces approximately 300,000 barrels of natural gas a day for the price of numerous environmental safety, at the price of numerous environmental safety and health issues. So, if you want to support your local areas against fracking, because I'm sure there's going to be people listening who has fracking going on in the area, whether they know us or not. If you go to put fracking into Google, the first site that comes up on the list is dangersoffracking.com. I'll leave it at that. Shall I leave it at that? Let's have a look. I'll tell you what, I'll read out this next bit, but if you want to do any more investigation after it you can, because it's important. I know it's going on in the northwest where I live, and I'll be doing more investigation into making sure that it doesn't go ahead. Fracking, the dangers. Fracking uses a toxic chemical cocktail known as fracking fluid. This is probably going to run over some stuff I've already talked about, but companies using fracking fluid have resisted disclosing the contents of fracking fluid, claiming the information is proprietary. However, samples from well sites indicate the fluid contains formaldehyde acids, among hundreds of other contaminants. I read some of them out before. It has recently come to light that despite the legality of the action, companies have been caught using diesel fuel in fracking fluid. Each well uses between 2 and 5 million gallons of locally sourced fresh water, it did say up to 8 before, which will be permanently contaminated by ground contaminants. About half the water returns to the surface where it is stored in steel containers until it can be injected deep underground into oil and gas waste wells. No one is entirely sure what happens to the other half of the water used in the process. Our best guess is that the water remains underground, though there are indications that at least some of this toxic cocktail makes its way back into the water supply. At least 8 other states have reported surface, ground, and drinking water contamination due to fracking. In Pennsylvania, over 1,400 environmental violations have been attributed to deep gas wells utilizing fracking practices. Pollution from truck traffic, chemical contamination around storage tanks and habitat fragmentation, and damage from drilling to the environmentally sensitive areas have all related, have all been related to fracking. It's actually somebody in the UK whose house was actually damaged because it can cause earthquakes as well and cause cracks in his house as well.
Mm-hmm.
Am I still? Are we still?
Mm-hmm. Everything's good. Everything's good.
Right, okay. Well, basically, there it is. You want to find out more information, just search for fracking on the internet. I wanted to get that in on this show because it's important. And I'll copy and paste a link to the Dangers of Fracking website, where there's a nice little picture with the trucks, and you can follow the rain down into all the fluid down into the trucks and everything. And there you go.
Okay. Well, I think now is a good time to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to talk to some of our listeners, a couple of callers.
Sound a bit distant. Is your mic up by your head, listening to your hair?
Okay, sorry. If anybody wasn't hearing me, I was saying that we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk to a couple of callers. We're also going to be talking about some stuff that's kind of fun.
None of this stuff I'm sorry. All this spreading fear. Sorry.
If anybody wants to get in touch with us for, whatever reason.
Tell us your scary stories, your paranormal experiences, even if you don't want to read them. Just tell us about them because we need them.
Give us a call at 347-215-8421. If you want to talk to us off of the site,
somebody's having difficulty hearing what I'm saying for some reason.
Okay, thank you, Mitch. Look us up on Facebook. We're under Broken Earth Radio Show, Psychic Nunu. There's links. There's also a link to our regular website. There's also a link to the music video that I made this weekend with my friend Marco, which I hope you guys enjoy because I'm so excited about that. It was really a lot of fun doing it. But anyway, we'll be right back. Let's listen to something fun. We're going to listen to Yala, You Always Live Again by M.I.A.
M.I.A.
Say it in your Irish accent.
How do I say M.I.A.? You can't really say it. throw a packet up, packet, and let me begin.
You always live again. Say something about your lucky charms or magically
beaten. Oh, my pot of gold. My lucky charms.
We'll be right back. This is Broken Earth.
When I enter the building.
Children.
That's you that needs to apologize. You need to apologize all the time. You say some of the craziest stuff to the kids.
like, what?
I'm not going to repeat the stuff that you said.
What? You're talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Of course you don't. Of course you don't. I want to read something out real quickly before we talk to our next caller. I have, like, some stories here about their ghost stories, right? And there's one that's called The Ghost That Moves the Butter Dish. This is...
What if somebody went for the whole life and they thought, you know what, when I die, I'm going to come back and move a butter dish around.
Well, they could, because...
That's for people.
They might.
Well, they could have put on the toast now.
Well, listen, this is a story of a woman known only as Heather. And it starts innocently enough with toast, and you know what goes with toast? Sweet, sweet butter, baby, of course. But on that fateful morning, Heather had to substitute butter for a close encounter with the paranormal. You see, while making breakfast, the woman reached for the butter dish but found it gone, even though it had been on the kitchen island a moment before. So, Heather, still not realizing that she was standing on the threshold of the Twilight Zone, was about to throw out the toast due to the lack of butter, which seems like an overreaction, but whatever. But this time, when she turned around, she noticed that the butter dish was back exactly where she left it. And this is where we need to have screaming. And we've already missed where the Twilight Zone would have been good. But our sound effects person is not doing anything.
Twilight Zone.
No, gosh. Why can't you use a good Twilight Zone? Anyway. So you could write off this.
Just your television sets.
You could write.
All right, or is that the outer limits?
You could write this off as a momentary confusion, a visual anomaly that scientists refer to as butter blindness. But no, Heather's husband also experienced the butter dish vanishing. Of course, it reappeared in the same spot because the family was dealing with a ghost with a severely limited repertoire. What was happening? Was Heather's house built atop of an ancient Indian dairy farm? And where did the butter go? Did it appear in heaven long enough for Elvis to scrape off a bit before returning it to the family's counter? Is there some Chinese family who tells stories of mysterious butter dish briefly appearing on their counter as if out of nowhere before vanishing again? And what were they to do about it? Nothing, as it turns out. They just kind of got used to the idea that the butter dish would sometimes disappear from the human world and then return. It's been going on for years, according to the family. And they keep eating the butter? They're not worried that there's going to be some ghost putting his thing on it?
What? That'd be the first thing I'd do, right?
Although, if we think about it, we suppose that ghosts could be putting their thing in all of our food about all the time, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, just think about, what was that? Just think about when you're yawning, a ghost could be putting his thing
on your forehead.
That's right.
Let's talk to Mary Lou, because I'm pretty sure that she's probably tired of us.
Totally psyched.
Mary Lou.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Good, good. Well, do you have a scary story?
No. I'm a photographer. So I get to be a voyeur. I just watch and take pictures while everybody else is acting kooky. That's my deal. So this Halloween, I've been out really watching and documenting and not dressing up. Because it's hard to take pictures when you're all mixed up in makeup and stuff.
That's true. You're right. You're right. You're right.
I'm just being the voyeur.
Well, you're just being the voyeur. Voyeur.
And this weekend, I'm photographing the Day of the Dead ceremony in New Orleans. And going to feed the ancestors at the cemetery afterwards. That should be interesting. Well,
that's going to be nice. That's really going to be nice. I mean, I bet it's going to be beautiful.
Hope so.
Very beautiful.
It's 3 o'clock.
It's what?
So I.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
I'm sorry, that's my clock. My talking
all's well.
Clock. I spoke to you back in July, and you were giving me a really good reading, and the phone line was really bad, and I couldn't hear it. I mean, like, I heard parts, and then finally I just couldn't hear anything at all.
Yeah, that happens a lot. So, you know, has there been any progress, or did you have a simple question for us today?
I was just going to ask if there's any, just a, for a general message of anything that helped me along my path.
Okay, let's see. Yeah. Hold on.
Whatever comes up.
Hold on just a moment. Well, right now, for the next little while, things kind of look like they're just going to be cruising along here for a bit. But when I get down to, oh, I don't know if we're talking about weeks or months. Hold on just a moment. Some projects. Okay, so this is weeks. This is weeks. Did you by chance have a project about 6 weeks ago that took you somewhere?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, we're talking weeks. There's a couple of projects coming up, like there's one that you just talked about, but we're not talking about that. We're actually going into the month of it looks like we're talking about the end of November, the beginning of December. We've got a couple that it looks like you're going to have to juggle. But one of them looks like it's a return to somewhere. So, and that's when we go backwards, it kind of, because I'm being taken back to 6 weeks ago, it looks like you're going to have an opportunity to probably return to where you were before. So you've got, like I said, three things that look like they're coming up, possibly four. And it's just because of time management that possibly four. So there's like a whole bunch of work coming up towards the end of the month, the end of November itself, that looks like it's going to keep you pretty busy, okay? Now, one of the things that I'm going to just dangle over your head so you can think about it is because it looks like you could have an opportunity to move, which looks like it looks like it's not yet. I mean, it looks like it's probably going to be towards the summer or the fall of next year. But just be aware that you've got some pretty interesting stuff coming your way as far as that's concerned.
Okay, explain this to me. See, I've heard that again and again and again that I might move, but I own my own house, and I can't buy another one, so I have no need to move.
Okay.
But it keeps coming up. So what would that be?
Well, I mean, it's a choice that you're making to not take. You know, that's basically what it is. I mean, you know, you've got your, but you, the thing is you've got a house, you know, a house is a kid. You got to take care of it, right? But because of that, I'm not trying to say this for any other reason, but just because it could be limiting you. But with the work you do, you can go anywhere, right?
No.
You can't? Okay.
No. I mean, you would think that I could, but this is such a weird world where everyone's taking up photography because they can buy a camera.
Right.
And then with the way the digital world is shifting things around, it's kind of hard to see where we might land. So...
Well, what I mean by you can go anywhere is that you can literally get up and just go someplace. You know, it's like because of the work you do. Like the work I do, I can work from here or I can work from England. You know, it's like, you know, you can go places, but as long as you have a home base, then there you go. But it really does look like you may have a chance. I do too, you know, but I'm just saying that, you know, just there is an opportunity. It looks like it's going to be coming up. If you don't take it, then you don't take it.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, and I have heard it before.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Halloween.
Thank you. And I hope you don't think I was argumentative. I'm just trying
no,
to...
No, it's okay, girl.
Of course we do.
And I want to tell you that your picture looks so beautiful. I don't usually tell people
Thank you so much. That really makes me feel very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, I'll let you get to the next caller. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, Mary Lou. Have a good one, hon.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, let's talk to Jane. Jane, it's Nunu and Bill at Broken Earth. How are you doing?
Hi, Nunu. How did you ever get a name like Nunu?
Well, honestly, you want to really know?
No, it's just funny when you say it.
Well, I didn't have a name for a very long time. My birth certificate actually has no name on it.
Really?
And so, yeah, so my sister started calling me Nunu. It means of the earth. And so it also means newborn baby somewhere, too, we found out later. But that's my sister's name, me Nunu. So that's how I didn't have a name for a long time.
That's cool.
Yeah, so they just called me the baby. That's how come in that TV show, the dinosaurs came out and they had that dinosaur baby on there. My mother would say, that's like you. You're like the dinosaur baby. And if you saw my new passport picture, it looks just like the dinosaur baby in a wig.
What is the name of that baby?
The baby's name is the baby.
Is that it?
Yes. That's why it makes it even funnier.
I wanted to give you a nickname, but I guess I'll just have to be the baby.
Thanks. Well, Jane, do you have a spooky, scary story to share with us today?
No, not really. I used to make costumes, but I don't anymore, so I gave up on the scary stuff.
Boo! No candy.
No.
Well, if you had a simple question for your guides today, what is your question? Or what is your question? What would your question be?
My question is, I want to know why I'm so tired all the time lately.
Okay. All right. Hold on just a moment, and remember, just breathe and relax, and let's see what's going on. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Would you say that this is something that has been going on off and on for about a year?
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Okay. You look like you really try to take very good care of yourself, number one. But
yeah.
Back then, your cups, and this I'm reading the cards, your cups went upside down. Cups represent blood issues. You do have some positive stuff going on with you, so I don't want to scare you or freak you out. But here, my Ten of Cups is upside down. And my Two of Coins is upside down. And for me, cups and coins are organs and glands. Cups are blood issues. When I see these next to each other, I want you to see what's going on with your blood sugar. See what's going on with your candida as far as yeast in your body. And I know this looks like this is something that is new to you, but like I said, we need to really look and see what's going on with your digestive system and your blood, okay? Because with these two coins is going to mean something that you have two of. You got two intestinal tracts. You're like, you got your big and small. You got mm-hmm. two kidneys. You got two eyes. You got two lungs. You know what I mean? Two legs, that sort of thing. But because this is next to these cups, I want you to get a checkup and see if there's anything going on with your blood sugar being high, If your blood sugar actually looks like it's okay, it's probably something that's related to your candida, and you need to get your digestive tract looked at, and that's probably going to be something that you have to do with a naturopath as opposed to a regular doctor. And I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, I've done those things. They tell me, my doctor actually was there last week, and they were really snippy to me, and they said, there's nothing wrong with you. Your problems are emotional. I'm like,
no, they're not. No, they're not. They're really not. They're not.
I told her, no, it isn't. It is not an emotional issue. That part of my life's good.
So because of that, that's why I believe it's probably something that has to do with candida, and the doctor's not going to be able to tell you that.
Well,
I don't know why.
But
just go talk to somebody at your Whole Foods or something like that.
I have problems with my eye, and I'm going to a specialist finally. It's taken 6 months to get an appointment, but I go there the end of the week. But I didn't think that would make me so tired.
Well, I mean, it's like I said, it's all, since your body is kind of connected to itself, if there's something that's changing in your body, if your flora is changing, if we need to just get you on just a new regimen, something that has you... And remember, I had to be real careful, talking to people about their health.
I'm getting medical treatment, so don't worry
about
that.
But it seems to me like it might be something that is more so deep into your flora that it's going to cause, like, by the time they can tell what's wrong, like doctors, something big will be going wrong, you know?
Yeah,
so, there's even... You know, if you have any iridologists, which are actually like naturopaths that look at your irises, and they can tell you if there's some stuff that's going on, go see somebody like that too. But like I said, I really feel like it is candida related, and we just need to get that fixed up so it's not making your body sluggish and pulling you down.
Yeah,
What were you going to say, Jill?
I'm trying to really eat healthy. A lot of fruit, some vegetables, lots of veggies.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I was going to say that that sounds like pretty much the exact same reading you gave me a few years ago when I had the same problem. I was feeling it was lethargic and tired, and I couldn't put my finger on what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've done, I mean, I'm not anywhere near as bad as I used to, but I don't know exactly what changed things for me, but I know the things that I've done is I've changed my diet to where I don't have the carbohydrates after 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And also I'm getting up and exercising 6 days a week. That's helped a lot.
Can't be having none of that, Bill, please.
What, exercising 6 days a week?
I was running and hiking 4 or 5 times a week last year. I was like, but now I just don't have the energy. It just doesn't feel good.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, like I said, I changed up my diet away from stodgy stuff because I believe I had a problem with candida as well. So I was drinking Pau Darko tea. Have you heard about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I was drinking that for a while. And that seemed to help because, it comes from... comes from a tree where fungus isn't growing and candida is a fungus. So that kind of helps flush out your system. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Yeah, well, that tea wouldn't hurt anything, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah, so I did that. And also the other thing was that, not enough sleep, but also too much sleep, I think, was the cause of some of mine as well, getting too much sleep. It's hard to find the right balance, but, other than that, it was difficult. I don't think I ever pinpointed it to what exactly it was, but with the change of diet and exercise and trying to get the right sleep, and the tea, something's changed. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but...
I feel so frustrated. I want to get going, and then I do stuff, and then it just doesn't flow. Like, it's like I have to, I can do about 5 hours, and then I max out. I'm just useless after that.
Yeah. Also, it doesn't help with what kind of working environment you're in as well. Because anything from the lighting that you're working with or computers can do that as well.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, what shows up in your spread is upside down cups, and you have a very high upside down cup card. So it's also attached to something that you have two of. That's why I'm saying let's look at your digestive system and let's see if we can get you cleaned up and revved up, and then we can get you rolling again. But you probably need to talk to somebody who does natural health as opposed to a doctor, because they're going to get you fixed up from the floor up as opposed to just putting some medicine on it that just coats it. You know what I mean?
Well, they tell me I'm fine, and I'm like, oh.
But you don't feel okay. You
yeah,
well,
no, and I know myself.
Yeah.
It took loads of blood from me this beginning of this year because I was getting the same problems. It took like 8 vials of blood off me, and tested all. Said, no, everything's fine. Did an ECG heart check for me as well and said, no, everything's fine. So I know what it's like. They're saying, no, there's nothing wrong with you, and they don't know what it is. So, but, I mean, it's improved, but all I can put it down
well,
is...
I do have a problem with one of my eyes. I think it's a cataract. I don't know what else is going on, but...
Right.
So I do.
Well, and a cataract, dear, it's a buildup. It's a calcium buildup. It's a buildup. So, like I said, if you can find an iridologist around there that could just look at your eyes and tell you what's up. You know, when my father was diagnosed with cancer, his doctor didn't diagnose it. He was diagnosed by an iridologist, and then he took the printout from the iridologist to his doctor, and that's how they found the cancer. But of course, it was too late. At that point, but I'm not trying to say that story, but I'm just saying that try something like that so that you can get a real straight up, deep rooted.
I hear you. I'm going to do that. I'm not sure who I'm going to go to yet or what modality.
Right.
I've gone to a lot of people in the past, and some of them can make you sick too.
Right. That's true. But, but anyway, we need to get rolling. But, Jane, please keep us informed. Keep us informed of what's going on with you. Okay?
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. And have a wonderful Halloween.
You
too. Okay, dear. Okay. Bye-bye.
The other thing as well, I forgot to mention this, there is times where I go through, well, I feel drained all the time. But sometimes it's from a spiritual point of view, and it feels like the energy is being drained from my... solar plexus.
Well, that's just me. That's just me sucking you dry. That's all.
I know that financially and spiritually. but unfortunately, sometimes we feel drained from things that we can't relate to in this physical world. Sometimes it's spiritual, which can be frustrating. Anyway.
Well, let's take a break. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk to the caller at 805 and also the caller at 215. So I think that'll be fun. You think?
Yes, I do believe that will be fun.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break. Let's listen to Rosemary's Baby.
Great.
Because it's Halloween.
This is Halloween.
This is Broken Earth Radio Show. Remember, if you need to get in touch with us offline, off the radio show, you can reach us, Broken Earth Radio Show on Facebook or Psychic Nunu on Facebook. We also, on the banner page here where you can see the pictures flow by, you can click on those links there and you can reach us in many different ways. If you need to get in touch with Bill about some distant healing or to scream at him about something ridiculous he said, you can reach him at BillDoyle@live.com. That's BillDoyle@live.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth.
Welcome back. This is Broken Earth Radio Show, and we have a lot of people in our queue. I mean, a lot of people in our queue, so we're going to try to get to everybody, but we really only have about 30 minutes. Hold on.
Can you give me questions to three words? That'll be perfect.
Be quiet.
That's an example. That's three.
I give up.
Also three. So well, while you're doing that, let me just read this out very quickly.
Okay.
Castrated Spanish researchers have admitted using human bodies as crash test dummies. The scientists said not only are they cheaper than finding £120,000 for a crash test dummy, they also yield better results. The researchers at the technology park in Alcañiz in northern Spain admitting using cadavers in car crash simulations and added they were one of six places in the world where human body crash test simulations were carried out. In most cases, the said bodies were made available for car safety tests after they had been finished with biomedical universities. However, the history of using human remains in crash testing spans at least half a century. Before the 1950s, car makers assumed no one could survive a serious crash, but when Detroit's Wayne State University decided to test how much a body could tolerate and the smash researchers raided the medical school to find suitable subjects. I'll leave it at that. Let's continue.
That was so fast.
It was.
And you can hardly speak English. I want to...
No wonder people can't hear me properly, so I'm talking fast and I've got an accent.
But you don't hear...
Everybody's made available to car safety tests after they've been ready to finish the medical universities. Anyway, we better take some callers, otherwise...
They're going to get mad at you.
Mad at me, yeah.
Remember, everybody, we are doing a show at 2 p.m. 2 a.m. Central Time, 3 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. UK on Thursday. And which is actually Halloween, but it's not interfering with anybody's Halloween fun. So plan your life around that. This is the caller at 805 that we're talking to. Who's this? Hello?
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 We hear you shuffling. Hello.
Hi. Can I have your name, dear?
Hi, my name's Donna.
Hi, Donna. Donna,
hi. How are you?
We're good. We're very, very good. So, did you have a scary story to share with us?
A scary story? No, I don't.
You don't have no
not
paranormal
too...
experiences to share for Halloween?
Oh yeah.
Pleasure?
Well, this is kind of strange. I was walking on the beach the other day, and it was like a mirage. I saw like 15 people all standing there on the beach. So that kind of startled me for a few minutes. So that was kind of scary.
Oh, wow.
They disappeared when you got closer or something?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
They disappeared, I presume, when you got closer?
They disappeared, yeah, they disappeared as I got closer. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty scary. That's pretty intimidating. Well, Donna, if you had a simple question, because, you know, we are running short on time. Okay, what's your question?
I have a friend back east. He's 90, and he's been talking about me coming out there and living there temporarily and helping him. Is that going to go through? Is he going to say, okay, come one day?
Hold on just a moment. What do you call your friend, or what's your friend's name?
His name is Izo, I-S-O. He's been my friend for about 30 years.
Hold on just a moment. It does look like he's going to be talking to you about doing this probably over the next week or week and a half, 2 weeks, you know. So it also looks like Izo is having a really hard time getting around, walking. And now it does look like he is going to have someone, it's a man that can come by and help him sometime, but it does look
he does have a friend named Jack that comes and helps him sometimes, and then he has hired help that helps
him. But as far as you coming to stay, it does look like he's going to talk to you about doing that over the next, like I said, week, a week and a half, that time period. So if you do go, it looks like you're probably going to be going sooner than I actually kind of anticipated. It looks like you probably would be going over the next 3-4 weeks, like fast.
Oh, good.
Yeah, looks like it's going to happen. Yeah, so let us know. Let us know how things turn out for you. We like to hear how things are going for people.
I'm real excited about this. Okay,
good.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for listening, and enjoy your day.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
All right,
bye,
thank
Vic.
You. Bye-bye.
So, what theater would...
What? Somebody else said I wanted to read in.
We're now talking to the caller at 215-215. This is Broken Earth Radio. Who's this?
Hi, how you doing? This is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hey, Susan.
How you doing? Hi.
Good. We're doing
something
good.
Scary. You're asking about scary movies. I watched Poltergeist 2 last night, and my best part and the scariest part is when the girl went up, dragged her in the basement, and then when she came up, she walked over to the young girl, snapped her neck and the father's neck, and then took off with the baby. They say it's a true story. They don't know where the baby is to this day. But, I mean, she just, like, grabbed her head and said, click, click, and it was done.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I believe when they were making the first
and The Walking and The Walking Dead is my favorite. I love The Walking Dead. Do you watch The Walking Dead?
Oh, yeah. The Walking Dead's awesome. Bill refuses to watch it, but he's too scared.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't
it
scary that
right?
The men
he's scared.
They bring the scary part out?
Let me tell you something.
Those women have to protect them.
I know. I've got to protect them from zombies.
I go out and get locked in basements, in abandoned places, doing paranormal investigations. I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Yes, you are. He's scared of zombies. When I was trying to get him to watch The Walking Dead with me, and we sat there, and he just was shivering. Actually, I think he was just bored. He doesn't really like.
He sounds like the man next door. He's a
pretty
big muscle man, and his wife says that he's scared of the zombies.
Well, I'm a big muscle man, but I thought it was pretty good.
Oh.
I did enjoy it, but I'm not very good at series.
Well, then you could pick up the zombies and snap their heads right off.
That's what I like.
That's what he likes to do. Well, Susan, it's so nice to talk to you today. It really is nice. Why don't you share with us, like if you had a simple question, because we have to keep it simple, a simple question to ask your guides today. What's your question?
Okay, my simple question is, should I seek another lawyer for my daughter from a car accident that she was involved in?
Okay, hold on just a moment. Remember, you just relax, and let's see. It actually looks like there is a woman. There's a lot of female stuff going on here. There is an attorney out there that actually looks like they have a pretty decent connection with a judge that could help you out more than the person that you're working with. So if you could, you know, maybe talk to some people that have had your experience, you know, in your area, it does look like you probably would do better with a different person, but the person is female, and it looks like this person actually has a pretty decent running with a judge that it does look like there's going to be some positive stuff that could happen. And the thing is, it actually looks like this is something that does need to go through the judicial system. Is it too late for the insurance companies?
No, I got the lure right away at the accident because my daughter got really hurt bad. I mean, the seatbelt broke and she hit her head on the windshield. She was knocked out. Now she's got diagnosed with RSD. She would have that for the rest of her life. She has to keep getting needles in her back now. And it's just like, I don't think like the lure is doing the job right. Maybe I'm wrong, you know. I don't know, but...
Well, the thing is, because remember, I got to keep this simple. And from what I'm seeing, there's symbolism here of a judge. There's symbolism here of a different attorney. There's a lot of symbolism here about how things could get flowing a lot more quickly. I got to be real careful when I'm talking to you about legal stuff, though. Remember that, because this is, you know, you got to be careful. But basically, you know, usually when people have wrecks, they deal with their insurance companies, and there's some negotiating. There's something that happens. Your situation looks like it really does have to go to court in order for you guys to have whatever it is that you feel like you're supposed to have. And like I said, there's a female attorney here who looks like she has a decent relationship with a judge that's actually a woman. And this looks like this is going to give you the best turnout, or this is something that could end up going on for 3 more years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to try, like I said, we got to keep it simple. Take that little bit of information and kind of toss it around. If you need to get in touch with me to kind of sit back and get a real reading, reach me at Psychic Nunu on Facebook, because your situation is really deep. But, you know, this information hopefully can help you with something. Okay, dear? And thank you so much for listening. All right.
Thank you. I'll be getting in touch with you. Thank you.
Okay, sweetie. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I also want people to know that, you know, we're doing tomorrow and also on Halloween Day between 9 and midnight Central Time. I am doing a 30-minute discount reading. The rate is $66.60.
Whose idea was that?
It was your idea because you're the boss.
Yeah.
And some of those spaces are already taken up, but if anybody wants to have a really good reading and be able to have a really good rate, this is tomorrow and the next day are really good times to do it. And I'm just, you know, just dropping that note to you. But the times that we're available are between 9 p.m. and 12 p.m., and that's Central Time. That's 10 and 1 a.m. 9 a.m. to 9, or 12 a.m., sorry. Oh, my gosh, 9 p.m. to 12. 9 to midnight.
Start again.
9 to midnight Central Time, or 10 to 1 a.m. Central Time. So work it out. Think about it. Work it out. Work it out in your head. But we're going to take a quick break. We're probably only going to be able to talk to 2 more people. You know, we're running really low on time.
We have
to talk
about still.
We do. So we're going to have another show. We're going to have another show Thursday morning. So this is Broken Earth Radio Show, and we will be right back. Hi, this is Broken Earth Radio Show, and we're talking to the caller at 646. Who's this?
Hi. Hello, this is Anne. I'm calling from New York. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for listening, Anne. Do you have a supernatural, paranormal, scary story to share?
I do, but I really call for a little brief reading, but I'm going to make this very briefly. Years ago, this was like in 1996, I was with a friend of mine, and we went for a walk in the park, and it was a beautiful full moon. Like, it was like a red moon that night, and I never forgot it because I was like, it was like red, like orangey red. So, you know, he's my close friend, but he's also my next door neighbor. So we, you know, we decided to go for a drink, and we came back to, you know, the building. So I was like, good night, whatever, whatever. So as I walked up the steps to the my door, there was a dead pigeon. Like, someone placed the dead pigeon right at the door. It didn't just die out of nowhere, and I was, like, freaked out.
Right.
And lo and behold, later on, I did find out that the person who did, this was done purposely. So that kind of, like, freaked me out. Because when I saw it, I felt it, and I knew what that was, and it was confirmed that what I thought was correct, unfortunately. But, yeah. So that was kind of freaky. Since you wanted a scary story, that was kind of scary to me.
That is kind of scary. Very intimidating to see that and be like, oh, my gosh, what are you trying to do to me?
Exactly.
You know?
And you know, it even freaked out my friend. I was shocked. And he was like, what's the matter? And he literally ran down his steps and came over and ran up my steps. And I just looked at him like with my mouth open, like, okay. And he was like, oh, shizna, you know. He didn't say shizna, but he said, oh, he was shocked, too. And I was just like, oh, my God, like, the hell? Like, I knew, I just instinctively knew what that was, even though I don't partake in that at all, at all. So, yeah, it was pretty scary. That was pretty, that freaked me out. And that's something I'll never forget. That was 1996. I'll never forget that. But, yeah, it was a full moon in full effect.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, and we had to, like, you know, holy water, wash everything down. It was just,
what's your simple question today, dear? What's your simple
question?
And thanks for sharing that, too.
Yeah, I hope it didn't freak you out either, but yeah. I was wondering about Sean and I.
Let's keep it kind of simple, because that could go on for hours. Okay. So what is it that you really want to know about you and Sean?
Well, I know that we care about each other, but, and he's been through some difficulties. Are we going to move past that? That's what I want to know.
Okay. All right.
Are we moving? Yeah.
That's good. Okay. Hold on just a moment. Let's see. He definitely looks like he's very slow, isn't he? very slow. Okay. See, it's like what I'm seeing happening here with you guys is this evolution of things. I'm not going to tell you that nothing will happen because I don't see that, but I do see this very long, drawn-out thing where he starts to reveal a little bit and pull back and come forward again and tell you he cares about you, but he really doesn't know what he wants and pull back. And, you know, it's like this thing that looks like it's going to be going on for a while. But I'll tell you this, just so I can give you a definitive answer. I talk to people a lot about life cycles, and life cycles not only help me to be really, really accurate with your timing, but also they help me to help you kind of understand why things are happening, when they're happening, and how they're happening, basically understanding your process. You're actually in a very good life cycle with him, but it still is filled with a lot of delay. If you really want to know, and I know you do, what I see, I really see you guys moving towards a traditional relationship, but it looks like it's probably going to be further on into, like, the spring. You're going to have a lot of little things that happen along the way. It's almost like he is learning to trust again, and it's also like he's growing up again. That's how I kind of feel, because but he's revealing very deep and important sides to himself. He's not just revealing little things. He's revealing big things, or he's processing things in a bigger way. So, I mean, it definitely looks like you guys are going to be on a good track, but we're being told not to focus it really any further than, like, May, okay? Because we're stopped basically at May. But all the stuff that's here, I mean, it just looks like it's many, many – I mean, he's here. He's present a lot. It's just that your process looks like it's this friendship, and he's really starting to figure out how to trust. And you, my dear, have got to really figure out if you think he's man enough for you. And I say that I know that sounds kind of negative, and I don't mean to make it sound negative, but I'm just saying that in your process, if he's really wearing you out, if he's really exhausting you, be honest with yourself about it, because you don't have to do this, okay? That's all I'm going to say. But it does look like if you stay in it, it takes you somewhere, but he really does look like he's changing. He's changing. That's the best way I can put it.
So you said no further than May? What do you mean?
That means I can't go past May right now. You just get up to May and that's it. So just focus on between now and May with him.
Okay.
Okay, dear.
Okay.
The energy is fine. The energy is progressive. It's growing. But like I said, it looks very, I mean, and I'm not saying this to say you're doing the bad thing, because I don't think you are, but I just know that this looks exhausting, and you don't have to deal with that. But if you want to, then there you go. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Comprende.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're going to feel like you're in limbo, and that is very, very heavy, I do a soul space work with people, and if you want to do soul space work, which I really recommend, especially if you're in limbo with a person, it's important for you to be able to see what it is that your path has in store for you, so you can figure out if this is a person that's got you derailed or if this is somebody who really is supposed to be here. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And I hope that helps.
Thank you. I'll look up your information on Facebook. I mean, on blog for to connect. Thank you.
Okay. All right, dear.
Thank you. Good
luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah, we do have some links too that are on the banner page, like I've said. But for anybody who's just now listening, we've got some links that are basically to our Facebook pages and also to our regular page, and. Also, there's a video that I made this weekend with a friend of mine that's kind of fun for Halloween, and I hope that you guys enjoy it. But we have a lot of people still in the queue, and we don't have any time left. So I hope that you guys will either look us up on the site or even come back to our show that's going to be early Thursday morning, basically, Wednesday night. And if you're in England or overseas, to the United States, it's going to be 7 or so in the morning. So I can't promise that Bill will wake up at that point. He's acting like he will, but I can't promise he will.
Talking about 7 in the morning, I'd have to get up earlier than if I was going to work and do my exercise routine. That's crazy. I mean, I'll be there. Don't know whether it'll be for 7. It might be for 8, though. I can meet you halfway through. How's that sound?
You always meet me halfway.
And I've got to go out as well after that.
Yep.
Busy morning.
Very busy morning. we've got a lot of stories and things that we're gonna carry over. Also, this is something that's kind of cool. The cast of The Craft, and you know, we were talking to the caller that was talking about 1996, having that pigeon on her porch in 1996. The Craft came out in 1996, and the cast of The Craft they were at this live screening of the movie at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery this past Saturday night. Only some of them there. The one that played Nancy, Fairuza Balk, didn't show up apparently, but there's a cute little article about this, which looks like it's a lot of fun. And the girls look awesome, still look great. And I posted that on our Broken Earth radio page.
Funny enough, it's kind of scary. I'm going to keep it as vague as possible. in case they're listening, which I'm sure they won't be. Anyway, somebody I knew came back from somewhere and he'd hit a wood pigeon with his van. And he shouted me out to have a look. And it was kind of, his foot was kind of wedged in underneath between the bumper and the actual body of the vehicle. And it was like flopping there, all dead. His neck was broken and that. Anyway, somebody else came out. And, I was there with the driver. And this driver disappeared, so it was just me and this other driver. The driver came in, oh dear, what's happened dear? And he was like, he got the pigeon, like scooped its head up in his hand. He was like, here we are, come on, there we go, that's it, come on. Stroking it while I was stood there saying, here we are, yeah. Here we go. I disappeared. his neck's like hanging, all broken, and I disappeared. Anyway, I left him to it. I don't know what he did. Anyway, I had to get a screwdriver, and I managed to get its leg out, and I put it in the skip, you know, where you put all the rubbish.
Right.
5 minutes later, it was gone.
That means it either came back to life or he ate it.
Yeah, he took it out and stuffed it.
Or he just ate it right then and there. He just ate it.
Yeah. He stuffed it then when he cooked it. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, he made it into tea, if you know what I mean.
He made it into a puppet.
No, why does it always have to be almost borderline disgusting?
Because it already was disgusting. I mean, isn't that scary? Here we are, pretty bird, yeah. Oh, better now.
Oh, my gosh.
Freaking weird. Freaked me out. I was there alone with him and the pigeon. I just hate to think how the pigeon felt. God.
He wasn't even alive anymore.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, we're going to have a proper closeout. And I'm so glad to have so many wonderful people in the chat room today and also, you know, calling in. And I'm so sorry that we weren't able to get to everybody, but it's like that sometimes. Please have if you're not able to come back and meet us Thursday, have a great Halloween. And we'll be back Thursday. We'll also be back next Tuesday. And this has been a lot of fun. Is there anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, please add us on Facebook if you can, or get in touch with us through the website or whatever. Just give us some feedback. Let us know if there's anything we're doing right or doing wrong, because we appreciate that feedback, you know, because we would do more shows, but we've got so much to do, and our lives are so busy anyway. You know, we always put our best into these shows. It'd be nice if, you know, got some good feedback off people telling us what they want, you know. Or, like I said, if you've got any interesting stories, paranormal stories you want us to read out on Thursday, on Halloween, then email them to Bill Doyle, that's Doyle, at live.com, and I could read them out if you do not want to phone up and tell us for yourself. But yeah, thanks for listening, and Happy Halloween.
The way you're clearing your throat makes it sound like you're going, and you know.
Well, I'm starting to lose my voice.
Okay, well then.
You know, if anybody wants to email me about the. please do.
Go. Just quit talking. Quit talking. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Bye.